Welcome to Lunchtime Classics on 90.5 FM WUOL. Broadcasting live from WUOL's performance studio on 4th Street in downtown Louisville. Now, here's your host, Alan Brandt.
Thank you. Good afternoon. Welcome to Lunchtime Classics. And we're very happy to welcome back an artist that appeared last week with another group. And we'll talk to him in about 30 minutes or so. A little more detail, but let me now introduce to Lunchtime Classics here at WUOL, Hussam Alaidi and his Baladna Band.
Thank you very much. That music was, it was a rehearsaling or practicing together, and we start jamming, and we just come up with that one. So we call it number one, because we played the first one. So we're going to play another one, another song, which is The Lone Traveler. And this is a classic old Arabic song. And it's like one of the famous and one of the biggest and important musician and singer and composer. His name is Muhammad Abdul Wahab. He's Egyptian. And this song for him, and we're going to play it, but we're going to play it with swing rhythm. So we change it a little bit so that to feel it in how we can mix music together, which is mean we mix culture together. So let's do it.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. And as we played the last one now, do you see how we mix it together, swing, and maybe in the beginning some little bit Latin, and in the end some Arabic rhythm, and after that we back to swing, and after that we end it. So it's really easy if we can mix culture together, we understand each other, and we can maybe at least through music. And I guess after we play here, and the last time you played last Wednesday, if each one talk to his friend, to his brother, to his sister, and his brother or his sister talk with somebody else, we start from our own house. And our own house go to our neighbor. And our neighbor have our neighborhood. Neighborhood have our community, our city, our state, and move to another state. I guess if we think all of us in that way, we'll not never have a problem. We're gonna play Rosie Cat, and that music I made it just because my niece, and she's sitting right here, and she just came from overseas, and we're gonna play it together, and we call it Rosie Cat. Her name is Rosanna, and her nickname is Rosie Cat. Thank you. Thank you.
You're listening to a live performance here at WOL 90.5 FM. This is Lunchtime Classics, and we are listening to Baladna and Hussam Alaidi, who is performing on the oud. If you've listening at home, wherever you are, you notice there are some usual sounds there, electric guitar, there's an electric bass. It's pretty normal, although I notice it's five string. It's a little different. But we've got keyboards and the bongos and is that bongos or congos? What do we call it?
Congas.
All right. And drums, the drum set. But Hussam, you'd think that maybe an oud would be a kind of a fish out of water, but it sounds great.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. This is the idea because some people, they think like oud, which is mean oud by itself and maybe some another Arabic instrument. And this instrument will never go and play different kind of music like drum set and electric bass, you know, which is really heavy and electric instrument. But I guess even if we music is not even just only instrument, we have a beat. Music is a beat. Your heart is beating. When you eat, there is a beat when you eat. I guess I need to change the mic.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Well, we are enjoying your performances, and I know that you're not originally from here. You came here from Shively, and no. Actually,
you see my blonde hair?
No, from Qatar, right?
Yeah, I'm originally Palestinian,
okay.
Born and raised in Qatar. I never been in Palestine, but I love Qatar. I'm from Qatar.
Mm-hmm. So describe your trip from there to being based in Kentucky.
Well, it's a good question because a lot of people, they ask me, why Kentucky? So first time I visit Kentucky, I was 7 years old with my dad and my mom and my sisters. And I have family here. I have uncle and I have sister in Kentucky, and I have another sister in L.A., but as a musician, bigger cities always is much better for more business. But in my experience, when I moved to live with American. So I moved from Arabic country and to move to America to live with an American. So I went to Chicago. I found a lot of Arab. I went to different cities. There's a lot of people, but I didn't see American. Mm-hmm. So that's why I ended up in Kentucky. The other reason, people in Kentucky, it's really friendly people comparing with another cities without names. Okay? So they have the family, they have the environment for to be American. And actually, I enjoy Kentucky a lot. The weather is fine with me. I can handle snow and cold. The first experience for me with the snow and cold, and I called my sister in L.A. I told her, you know what? I cannot live. It's really cold here and snowing. I never seen snow in my life. She said, you're welcome. And the other day, I turned the TV on. They had earthquake in L.A. I said, no, I can handle snow, but I'm not going to go to...
That's great. We won't mention New Madrid. but... you seem to have found a good fit here, not only with your instrument and you, the other instruments here, but with musicians, too. It's a pretty tight group.
Actually, it's not only musicians. They are really close friends. We are friends all together. We hang out together. And this is that's why, I guess, we play good music. So Mark, he played the electric guitar, and Josh, he played bass guitar, and Sean, he's a teacher in University of Louisville Music School, and Adil from Morocco, he play keyboard, and we have Yahya, he play conga and bongos, and he's from Louisville, like me.
Okay, well, let's return to the instrument, because the oud is such a fascinating instrument for me. It's kind of new to me, although a very ancient instrument.
Well, oud is the mother for the guitars, classic guitar an electric guitar. So last Wednesday, we was playing oud and a classic guitar and electric guitar, which is three generations. So this is the mother, and this is the kid. So he listened really good to his mom.
Am I right in saying that it's tuned in fifths like a guitar?
Yeah, okay. Tuned in fifths like a guitar. And oud, which is mean a branch of wood. Branch of wood. And this is the first instrument and really important instrument in Middle East. For Arabic, for Persian, for Turkish.
Mm-hmm. And there are five basic...
It's five strings.
Strings, although they're
each
double.
Each one is double.
Which makes it difficult... I would think that'd be more difficult to solo and do.
Well,
do
no,
solo
because
work.
It's the same tune.
Mm-hmm.
But so the make it difficult. The fretless, it's fretless.
Right. There's no bars.
There's
there to
no
know
bars.
What exactly note you're playing. Does
exactly.
It?
And in our music, in Arabic music or Middle Eastern music, Arabic or Turkish, we have tone and half tone and quarter tone.
Mm-hmm.
So, which is in American and Western music, in general, they have tone and half tone. We have a quarter tone.
It can also allow you to slide in from
exactly,
one note to another.
Exactly, and it make it much easier to play the quarter tone.
Mm-hmm.
Like guitar, you cannot play the quarter tone because there's bars in it. He can bend it.
Well, it's beautiful. If no one has seen one, I suggest they do a search online, and it's OUD.
Yeah, it's, sometimes they spell it OUD or AOUD.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're enjoying Hussam Alaidi and his Baladna band, and I think I've talked away. I could ask questions all day. I'm just fascinated by the sound that you get. And you know what? It's so hypnotic sometimes, the music that you've been playing. It's like a Bach cello suite. I want to keep listening and let it keep going and going and going. It's wonderful. So let me shut up.
Thank you.
And again, here is Hussam and Baladna.
We're going to play improv music. Improv, which is mean we never played before. So, but I know we're going to play it from C minor. Right?
Yes, sure.
Okay, at least they are sure from that.
Thank you.
Gonna play another classic Arabic song. I'm gonna use my keyboard this time, and we call it in English. I long for you in English, which is Ahwak in Arabic, for a famous Egyptian singer. His name is Abdel Halim Hafiz, and I guess this is one of my dad's favorite songs. And he's listening in Qatar right now. So I'm going to play this song for him and tell him hi. Do you hear me, Dad? I didn't hear you say hi. All right. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Hussam Alaidi and the Baladna Band. And I should mention that if you've want the entire Baladna experience, there are also dancers involved in the group, which we thought might be wasted on radio today, so certainly not on our audience here. Well, you've been listening to WOL's Lunchtime Classics. Hussam Alaidi, thanks so much for being here.
Thank you for having us. And thank you for the people listening to us and for the people in the studio here. Thank you very much.
And if you'd like more information on Hussam and his musical groups, he's involved in more than one, you can email Golden Promise Entertainment. Their email address is goldenpromise_int@yahoo.com. Special thanks to Hussam Alaidi and Baladna for their amazing performance today. Thanks also to Cindy Ramsey from Golden Promise Entertainment. Our audio designer and engineer was Andrew High. He was assisted by Paul Nevitt. I'm Alan Brandt. Thank you for joining us for this live performance. And be sure to check our Lunchtime Classic schedule online at wuol.org. We'll see you next time.